your Brain Save campaign going again this summer?
Yeah, again, we're doing our Brain Save campaign in conjunction with Canadian Tire and McDonald's.
Tell me how it works.
So basically, the paramedics, when they're not called to service, will be out and about and or driving, looking for any adolescents who are wearing their bicycle helmets and or any other helmet safety equipment. If they identify someone, they'll stop them and give them the opportunity for a draw for a bicycle from Canadian Tire. And they also get a free ice cream cone, compliments of McDonald's, providing they're wearing their safety protective equipment.
Now, this is in Timmins. Is there anything similar going on in the other communities in the district?
So we do have the same program that's happening in the Hearst and Kapuskasing area. And we are looking at expanding the program to the rest of the Highway 11 corridor. We will have our paramedics having the ballots in those vehicles in the Highway 11 corridor. So if somebody is spotted, they would have the opportunity to win the bike. And if they come to one of the local McDonald's, they would be able to redeem their coupon.
Good stuff. Why is this important?
So again, I think this program is really important to emphasize the safety aspect of everyone riding any bicycle, any skateboard, rollerblade, basically anything. The goal is with this program is to ensure that everybody's safe throughout the summer and enjoys their summer.
Yeah, but Dad, a helmet and wrist guards and knee pads, that's not cool.
So the way I look at it is you'll spend $50 to $100 on a pair of running shoes, but you won't spend that on a bicycle helmet and or whichever other safety protective helmet for the summer for those adolescents. It's important to prevent any related injuries, and they can get some pretty cool helmets nowadays, and they don't have to be expensive.
And you crack your head open on the, or crack your head on the road or on a curb or whatever, and that could be life-altering for the rest of your life.
Oh, definitely. And again, it could be just going really, really slow, and something happens, and they have a brain injury, right? So it's important to ensure that everybody's wearing those protective equipment. And it doesn't necessarily go for the kids. It goes for mom and dad also. So we've been noticing an increase of, the kids will have the helmets on, but again, mom and dad don't have the helmets on.
And that's who should be setting the example.
Definitely.
All right. Anything you want to add to any of this? Oh, this is, has it started and how long does it go?
It'll start July 1st and it'll go till September, basically till the school year starts. And again, this program wouldn't be successful without our sponsorship and our volunteers, our paramedic service, and along with our local Canadian Tire and McDonald's.
Yeah, you'd rather give a kid an ice cream cone than a ride to the hospital in your ambulance.
Absolutely.